Welcome to the Tech Flash. If you're looking to increase your ed tech knowledge that's quick and easy to listen to, you have come to the right place. Let's join our host, Josh, and see what today's episode is all about.
Hello and welcome to the Tech Flash. Listen, I'm excited you're here. I'm excited you're listening. You got the headphones in, you're in your car, maybe in your office, maybe you're at the pool, you're at the beach. Who knows? School is almost upon us, depending on where you're living at in the whole world. So if you still got a little bit, I hope you're enjoying this episode and hopefully it'll kind of maybe spark some ideas, change some things that we are doing in the classroom. So, I've been thinking about just episodes and thinking about some things. And one of the things that hit me, especially when I was doing summer school in the first part of June, was, we're doing some stations, we're learning, but as we're doing this learning or we're completing a worksheet or we're doing an activity, can these students really tell me or the teacher I was working with what they're learning, right? Maybe if we have a whole group conversation and we're having back and forth, maybe then, but if they're working through something, can I walk up to them and say, hey, what have we learned during this station? What have we learned during this activity? Can they do it? Or can they tell me, hey, this is what I've done. This is what we're working on. So I don't know. We're going to kind of walk through that process of is busy isn't the same as learning and just kind of new ideas, some same great structure we've always had. So let's just get diving in. So remember, let's be real. As teachers, we don't necessarily need more ideas. We need things that actually work. So in the next 15 or so minutes, we're going to build something that you can use today if you're listening and you got class coming up, or tomorrow when your kids walk in the door and you're ready to go. So here we go. So again, I've been thinking a lot as this instructional technology coach, and when I talk about bringing new ideas into the classroom, new tools, new strategies, really new ways of thinking about learning, sometimes we make the mistake of acting like everything has to change, right? Like teachers have to throw out what they already know and start completely over. But here's the truth. The best new ideas do not replace what works. They upgrade what is already working. So in this age of instruction, we must share new ideas the same way we've always taught them. And today we're going to talk about stations. Station teaching is not new. Teachers have used them, I feel like, forever. Small groups, rotations, different tasks at different tables. But here's the question I want to sit with today. When students rotate through your stations, are they rotating through task or are they rotating through thinking? Because really those are not the same thing. And the difference changes everything about what students walk away with. So here's what I see when I walk into a station rotation that is busy, but not necessarily learning. Students rotate on timer. They sit down at the next station. They look at the task, they complete it, they wait for the timer, they rotate again. Four stations, 15 minutes, an hour of class. Students were busy the whole time. But if I stop a student at the end of the task, what did you learn today? Often, well, at least in my experience, what I get back is a description of what they did. Not what they learned, but what they did. I completed the graphic organizer. I finished a wayground assessment. I read the passage. I answered questions. Those really aren't learning answers. Those are completion answers. And the problem is not with the station structure. Stations work. They've always worked. The problem, I feel like, is what we put inside them. If every student is a task to finish, or if every station, if every station is a task to finish, students will finish tasks. If every station requires thinking, students will think. So I don't think structure is not the issue. The design of what happens inside the structure, That's the issue. So let's think about upgrading what already works. Here's what I love about stations as a structure. They're already built for differentiation. They're already built for small group work. They're already built for movement and engagement. We do not need to reinvent stations, or as we like to say, reinvent the wheel. We don't need to ask one better question before we design them. Not what will students do at this station, but we want to think, what will students have to think about at this station? That's one shift from doing to thinking. And that really changes everything that happens inside the rotation. In the technology we have in our classroom, it fits perfectly into this upgrade structure. Not as the point of the station, but as the thing that makes thinking visible and measurable and real. So I want to walk you through three station upgrades that create real-life learning. So station one upgrade. The check-in station with Pear Deck. Pear Deck is one of my favorites. So every station rotation needs a moment where the teacher can see what students are actually understanding. Not assume, but they can see it. So here's what this station looks like. First station, let's call it a check-in station. Built around a single Pear Deck prompt or something that you're comfortable with using. Not a quiz, it's not a review game, but an open-ended question connected to the learning objective. Something like, is it still confusing about what we covered today? Or explain this concept in your own words. Or even, where does this connect to something you already knew? So students sit down, they open up their device, they go to Pear Deck or whatever kind of program you want to use, or maybe it's just paper. They respond, and on your screen, so this is where, you know, we talk about technology being useful, right? So it's just not a paper, but now if they're using a program on your side of it, or a device you're carrying as you circulate, such as an iPad or sometime something like that, you can see the responses that come in real time, every student, not just the ones that raise their hand or where you have to go back and look at later. Because now you as a teacher, you're getting automatic feedback. Automatic, real-time things that are happening. Now, here's where the instructional power of this, right? Again, you're not waiting to the end of class to find out where students are. You're finding out mid-rotation. And if you see three students at the check-in station that are saying the same thing is confusing, you can pull that small group before they rotate again. And the station structure gives you time. You know, using Pear Deck gives you the information. You just have to act on what you see. And so this is not a new kind of station. This is a check-in, which teachers have always done, but it's upgraded with a tool that makes the thinking visible at the same time. All right, station two upgrade, the thinking station. And we're going to talk about Padlet. Padlet is one of my favorites. So here's a station that every rotation needs. Most rotations do not have. So this station's where the only job is to think out loud. No worksheet, no graphic organizer, no multiple choice, just a Padlet. With a question that does not have one right answer, it's something that requires students to bring their own thinking to it. What would you do differently if you were designing this? What surprised you what we learned today and why? Or even have them answer, if you had to argue the other side of this, what would you say? So you're putting it back in there. You're having students post their thinking. And now inside of Padlet, they can read what their classmates are posting and they can respond to one before they rotate. So now you're having that conversation and you as a teacher can see that thinking mid rotations in the classroom and not having to wait later. So here's what's happening at this station that's really different from every other station, right? You got a couple things to think about. Students are reading other students' thinking. They're not just producing their own. And that reading, that moment of sitting with someone else's idea, is some of the richest learning that happens in a classroom. Students say things like, I never thought about it this way, or I agree with that, but I would add, or wait, does that not make sense to me? And here's why. That's discourse. That's real thinking. And that happens at a station during a rotation with a timer running. And that really happens in your professional setting when you're mixed with teachers and you're doing a professional development. Those type of things, those thoughts that and things that students are saying, those are the things that happen with us, or at least for me. And so when we think about that, the structure didn't change. The depth of what happened inside that changed completely. And oh, listen to this. Here's the bonus. That Padlet is still there after class. You can read it before you plan tomorrow. And what students said, their actual thinking, you can use that to shape what you do next as a teacher. So this station really gives you data you could not have gotten any other way. And it's always going to be there. It's not like the paper where you lose it in your desk. It's always going to be there. Station 3, one of my favorites. I know I have lots of favorites. I probably say that way too much. But now we're going to practice what we've learned with the other stations, and we're going to practice it with Wayground. Now, every rotation has a practice station. We know that it always has. Students answer questions, they get feedback, they move on. And really, that's fine because really practice does matter. But here's the upgrade that changes what practice actually produces. When you build this Wayground activity assessment for your practice station, add one open response question after every three or four multiple choice questions. Not a hard question, just, I don't know, how do you know the answer is correct? Explain your thinking in two or three sentences. What would make you choose a different answer? That question, how do you know, is one of the most powerful questions that we can have with our students, because it separates students who understand from the student who guessed. And here's what this data tells you when you look at it after class, right? Some students got every answer right, but their explanation reveal they cannot articulate why. The students need a different kind of support than the score suggests. And some students got answers wrong, but their explanations showed they were one conceptual step away from getting it right. That student needs a nudge, not a reteach. So we know the score tells you what students got. The explanation can tell you what students understand. And I feel like I'm that way. I multiple choice quizzes, but I can tell you my thoughts. I can tell you what's going on in my brain versus answering an ABC question. So when we think about those two things, a student's score and their explanation, those things are not the same, right? How do you know to your practice station, and how you stop managing completion and start teaching understanding, right? So here's what I want every teacher listening to really notice and think about when they upgrade their stations to these kind of ideas that we've listed. And I'm not saying these ideas are what we should do. These are just some thoughts that I've had. And maybe you pick one, maybe you pick two, and just see how they go. And maybe you revamp them, those ideas. But when we think about those, really think about your room. It doesn't really get quieter. It does not get harder to manage. It gets more purposeful, right? Students at thinking stations are actually talking, not just moving. Students at the check-in stations are actually reflecting, not just waiting. Students at the practice stations are actually explaining, not just clicking. And you, as a teacher, man, you're walking around the room with real information instead of impressions. You're not guessing at what students know. You're seeing it in real time at every station. That's magical. And this is a different kind of teaching, and it fits inside the structure that we've always used of stations. Now, I said this at the top of the episode, and I want to kind of circle back to it. In this age of instruction, we must share new ideas the same way we have always taught, right? I want to say that again. In this age of instruction, we must share new ideas the same way we've always taught. So stations aren't new. Small groups are not new. Rotations aren't new. Pear Deck, Padlet, Wayground, those are new. But the structure they live inside, teachers have been using these ideas for decades. And the shift is not about really replacing what works. It's about upgrading what happens inside of it. From task to thinking, from completion to understanding, from rotating through activities to rotating through learning. This is not a technology conversation. This really is an instructional conversation. The technology just makes the thinking visible enough to act on it, right? So busy stations look great from the door, right? You got an admin coming in, people see it, they look great from the door. Students rotating, work getting done, timer countdown. But here's what I want you to ask yourself the next time you do this station rotation. At the end of the rotation, can I see my students thinking? Not, did they finish? Not, were they on task? Can I actually see the thinking happening? Because thinking that stays visible cannot be built on. A check-in station with Pear Deck makes visible thinking. A thinking station with Padlet makes visible thinking. A practice station with Wayground explanation questions makes visible thinking visible. Same structure, upgraded design, right? So new ideas, same great way of teaching. That's your move. One move, your next station rotation. You don't have to rebuild all three stations at once. Pick one. If you know you want students to actually understand mid-rotation, add a check-in station with the Pear Deck prompt. One open-ended question, see every student's thinking at the same time. If you want real student thinking that can be read before tomorrow's lesson, replace that one station task with a Padlet prompt that doesn't have a right answer. Let students post. Let them respond to each other. Read it after class. If you want to know whether students understand or just got lucky, how do you know to your Wayground practice station? Read the explanations, not the scores, the explanations. One station upgrade, one upgrade. Try it on your next rotation. I think it's going to be awesome. Now, listen, before we wrap this episode up, I know you're thinking, what's one move as a teacher that I can make tomorrow in my classroom? What's actually going to change what students are doing with their learning? So upgrade one station. Don't upgrade all of them, just one. Make the thinking visible and see what you find out. Because really, we don't need to throw out what works. Stations work. I think they're awesome. They've always worked. The question is really what happens inside of them. So upgrade one station tomorrow, add a thinking demand, make it visible, and find out what your students actually know. New ideas, same great structure, try it tomorrow. So busy is not learning, but stations can be both. Designed for thinking, not just the rotation, one idea, something that you can use tomorrow. So that's it. I think you're going to find, if you just pick one of those rotations, if you pick one idea and just try it slowly, the first time you may do it, your students may struggle a little bit because they're not used to that type of thinking. But don't just give it up the first guess. We all struggle. Maybe the technology doesn't work. Things are happening. So dive in. Don't give up. Use what you are comfortable with and see where it goes. So there you go. Well, there's episode 90, I hope, or 91. Man, we're getting big in the numbers. So I hope you've enjoyed that episode. I hope you've enjoyed this quick little series that we've got getting into school. And so that's all I got for you today. So until next time, I'll catch you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Tech Flush podcast. Stay tech savvy, keep those gadgets charged, and remember, teachers and technology go hand in hand, connecting students to a world of knowledge for an electrifying learning experience. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and spread the word about the Tech Flush to your friends. Catch all episodes on Apple Podcasts. See you next time on the Tech Flush.